now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Pat McCrory announced his education plan last week, mostly a collection of unspecific talking points about more testing, more vocational education, more charters, and more virtual schools. Conspicuously missing from McCrory's sketchy plan was any mention of the current controversy about education funding. McCrory's Republican allies in the General Assembly made deep cuts to classrooms in their budget, firing roughly 1,000 teachers and more than 2,000 teacher assistants. Two right-wing groups were spending $500,000 running a misleading ad trying to claim the legislature actually increased funding for teachers, but their own fact-check information shows there are fewer teachers and teacher assistants in the classroom this year. McCrory needs to tell us what he will do to rehire those teachers or if he supported firing them. That's what the voters want to know, whether or not he supports the most anti-education budget in the state in a generation. Mr. McCrory, we're waiting. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.